Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Thursday, January 2nd. Welcome to Season 3 and Happy New Year. You'll be interested to know. 20 years ago, today in 2004, NASA's spacecraft, Stardust, collected dust grains from the comet Wild 2. And subsequent analysis revealed that the cometary material contained the amino acid glycine, which is an essential building block of life. This discovery provided significant insights into the origins of life's fundamental components in the universe. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF Report. Expect chest-to-shoulder-high swell on Thursday morning, with glassy conditions and light offshore winds. On Friday, expect stomach-to-shoulder-high swell in the morning, remaining glassy, then semi-choppy in the afternoon. Saturday will feature similar chest-to-shoulder-high swell, with glassy morning conditions, turning semi-choppy in the afternoon. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 3 to 5 feet until 11. After that, it turns fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3.5-foot incoming mid-tide when the east-southeast swell is 3 feet at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 6 foot just before 10 a.m. with a minus 1 foot low tide at 5:15. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's patchy fog and feels like 52 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:54 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:51. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing by mid-morning to reveal mostly sunny skies, with a high near 71 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with some patchy fog after 10 and a low around 49. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings, clearing to partly sunny skies on Friday with a high near 67. Saturday brings more partly sunny weather with a high near 62. Sunday will be sunny and warm, reaching a high near 65. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows around 48. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict, or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego County is kicking off the new year with exciting events. Highlights include the thrilling Monster Jam Monster Truck Show at Snapdragon Stadium from January 10th to 12th, featuring popular trucks like Grave Digger. The San Diego Rodeo returns to Petco Park, offering bull riding and cultural festivities from January 10th to 12th. Jurassic Quest, with animatronic dinosaurs, takes place at Del Mar Fairgrounds from January 17th to 20th. Other must-see events include the Farmers Insurance Open, Empty Ride at the Old Globe, and the San Diego Bird Festival running through March. Don't miss out. Now on to sports. Last night, the sixth-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes dominated the unbeaten Oregon Ducks in the Rose Bowl, winning 41-21. Jeremiah Smith shined with 187 yards and 2 touchdowns. Ohio State's defense sacked Oregon's Dylan Gabriel 8 times, ending the Ducks' 14-game streak. Also last night, the fourth-ranked Texas Longhorns survived a thrilling Peach Bowl quarterfinal against 10th-ranked Arizona State, winning 39-31 in double overtime. Quinn Ewers led Texas with two crucial touchdown passes, while Andrew Mukuba's game-ending interception sealed the victory. Cam Scadabo's heroic efforts for Arizona State fell just short. Tonight, the second-ranked Georgia Bulldogs face the third-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the Sugar Bowl at the Superdome. Georgia is favored by 7.5 points, with the over-under at 54.5. Benner Stockton starts for Georgia, while Riley Leonard leads Notre Dame. In local sports, last night, the Kings dominated the Devils 3-0 in Los Angeles. Anderle scored his first NHL goal, while Quinton Byfield and Adrian Kempe sealed the win. Darcy Kuemper was stellar with 33 saves. The Kings are now 22-10-5, continuing their impressive streak in Los Angeles. The Kings are off until Saturday night, when they host the Lightning at 20-12-6 in the City of Angels. Tonight, the Lakers, with a record of 18-14, host the struggling Portland Trail Blazers at Crypto.com Arena. In top news, a new development in Los Angeles is exploring an innovative solution to the affordable housing crisis by stacking apartments on top of a Costco. Thrive Living plans to begin construction in early 2025 on an 800-unit complex in Baldwin Village, featuring a rooftop pool and fitness center. This project aims to provide 184 apartments for low-income households. Thrive's founder, Ben Shewell, hopes this model can be replicated across the U.S., as the partnership with Costco could minimize reliance on government subsidies. Construction is expected to be completed by 2027, utilizing off-site modular methods. In business news, the Securities and Exchange Commission has written off almost $10 billion in penalties over the past decade, highlighting its ongoing struggle to collect fines. Notably, Paul Bilzerian, who owes the agency $180 million, has eluded payment for over 30 years. Despite court orders totaling $4.9 billion in sanctions this year, the agency managed to collect only 23% of its financial remedies. Commissioner Hester Peirce emphasized the need for transparency regarding these figures, as the SEC often advertises penalties that do not translate into actual funds for the government or investors. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 95,000. Ethereum is just under 3,400. And Goatsy's Maximus is nearing 59 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A United States Army soldier has been arrested and charged for allegedly participating in a hacking scheme to sell stolen phone records. The indictment claims that 20-year-old Cameron Johnwood Genius knowingly sold confidential phone records last November. He is reportedly linked to the online alias, which also claimed to have breached 15 telecom firms and was involved in the Snowflake data breaches. Wegenius had also posted call logs for President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. Cybersecurity experts have faced harassment while investigating this case, with one expert emphasizing that anonymously extorting the president and vice president as a member of the military is a bad idea. Entertainment news. Mark Wahlberg stars as an unhinged and balding hitman in the new trailer for Flight Risk, directed by Mel Gibson. This thriller, releasing in theaters on January 24th, features Michelle Dockery as an air marshal escorting a nervous fugitive portrayed by Topher Grace in New York City. The fugitive is set to testify against a crime family boss. However, the seemingly friendly helicopter pilot, tasked with their transport over the Alaskan wilderness, harbors a deadly secret as an assassin for hire. The film showcases rising tensions and testing trust among its characters. This marks Gibson's return to directing after Hacksaw Ridge. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and engineer, Charles Kettering. And he said, "Every time you tear a page off the calendar, you present a new place for new ideas and progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.